news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. Well, let's get things started with a look around the organization this week. If you'd like to work behind the scenes at the National FFA Convention and Expo, spread the news. The national organization is looking for interns to work at the convention and the expo this October. Members are needed for the convention newsroom crew, also the arena stage crew, and the convention arena graphics crew. Head to FFA.org for additional information. And this year, in recognition of support for FFA that has spanned nearly eight decades, Firestone and the National FFA have established an art design contest for members to commemorate a milestone anniversary. The Firestone 75th Anniversary Art Design Contest is seeking designs by FFA members that includes the letters FFA or the FFA emblem, and it should also incorporate Firestone Ag tires. Now, materials used in the design can include, but aren't limited to, canvas, metal, seed, quilting, stone, or ceramics. Submissions to participate in the Firestone 75th Anniversary Art Design Contest are now being accepted through June 1st. Enter online at FFA.org. Members must complete the entry form and submit a design file that details the artwork to be produced. After the submission period comes to a close, a panel of judges will select six finalists by June 15th to complete their artwork by September 15th to be displayed at the 92nd National Convention. Now, one of the six finalists will be selected as a winner and will receive a $1,000 grant. The five remaining finalists will each receive $250 grants. Well, finally, a big congratulations to the KCFFA chapter. Through hard work, community involvement, and chapter dedication, the KCFFA chapter received the 2019 Wyoming Chapter of the Year Award last month, and perhaps the most unique aspect of the chapter is their numbers. KC High School only has 44 students, and of those 44 students, 34 are FFA members, 77% of the student body, in other words. Well, even more impressive, this is not their first time receiving the Wyoming Chapter of the Year. They were also winners in 2010 and in 2014. Again, a big congratulations to the group. Well, now from Wyoming to the Bayou State, that's where Union Parish is one of the most agriculturally diverse areas in Louisiana. And from cattle to timber to watermelons and poultry, it's a hotbed for the industry. And the local FFA is a big part of it. This Week in Louisiana Agriculture's Tammy Arender explains.
Well, she loves agriculture. She loves all things agriculture.
Van Bennett's daughter, Velvet, had a dream to showcase the importance of agriculture in Union Parish. So she did a lot of the legwork to get this exhibit called Agmazing together at the Union Museum of History and Art. Velvet passed away after a battle with cancer at the age of 43 in October of 2018.
My daughter, Velvet, that passed away, their place joined ours. And she loved the cattle, and she did a lot of photography.
So this exhibit tells the story of how cotton was king in Union Parish in the 1800s. Then years later, how some farmers, like Bennett, switched from cotton to cattle.
I was raised on a cotton farm here in North Union Parish till I was 14 years old. And then we changed to cattle and hay because we couldn't compete with the Delta.
Union Parish has a thriving equine community, tree farmers, watermelon growers, and poultry. Lots of poultry. Renee Simon is the Louisiana Agricultural Finance Authority Director.
People don't realize, especially in South Louisiana where I'm from, how big the poultry industry is in Louisiana. It's a $2 billion a year industry.
Although chicken houses dot the landscape throughout Union Parish, so does beef cattle. And it was locally grown beef that was served at the farm-to-table or farm-to-fork, whichever you prefer, luncheon. It's all part of the dream of Velvet Bennett Roberts to connect the community with agriculture, with a specific focus on the younger generation. That's why the local FFA chapters were invited to help out with the luncheon.
Agriculture is a key importance of Louisiana and basically the United States because they have to have like agricultural foods to support anyone.
Velvet didn't get to see her dream come to fruition, the exhibit she and her sisters worked so hard to bring together. But her family knows she's sitting next to her great-grandfather, whose saddle she wanted on her casket, smiling that those in agriculture and those not are learning about this industry she cared so much about.
Well, now we head to the Peach State, where Georgia's Ag Ed Program Manager and FFA State Advisor Billy Hughes took time to reflect on his position as the state's convention got underway. This was Hughes' first convention since replacing longtime advisor Chip Bridges, who he talks about in the interview. And, of course, it's been a year that he says is a dream come true.
I think it is a dream come true. I never really saw myself in this role, but I do know that, I became an agriculture teacher because of what my agriculture teacher did for me. And I know for a fact that I wouldn't be sitting or on that stage today if it wasn't for Mr. Mercer. So, agriculture is mostly a way of life. Yes, it is a profession, it is a job, but people in agriculture are there because it's a way of life for them. And I grew up on a farm, and even though I left agricultural education for a while and went into administration in the school system, I always wanted to come back to agriculture because that's my way of life, and this was my way of coming back. I did not realize the level of writing and creativity that these state officers had to do to prepare tonight, because if you'd been at the first session last night, they're just one experiences, they're just one statements. I really thought a professional media person had wrote it for them, but those were words from the kid's heart, those students' heart. And I'm just blown away, because I don't know that whenever I was 17, 18 years old, I could have put together the phrases that they did so eloquently. You know, I've known Ben for a long time. You know, I met Chip whenever I was in 11th grade. We ran for state FFA office together in 11th grade, went through college together. So, yes, I appreciate everything that Chip did. Chip has been a friend of mine since 11th grade. And yes, I took over at a good time, but I also want to, add my flair to it and, continue to grow this organization. So I think the unification that we've had over the years is what's built Georgia agriculture, and I want to continue to make sure that that unification continues so we continue to prosper in the future.
Well, it sounds like Mr. Hughes has a clear vision for ag education in the state, and we look forward to hearing more about all of the work that he'll be doing as he settles into his new role. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll meet a student who's leading her chapter without ever having shown up for school. Find out how next on FFA Today. Well, thanks for tuning in. And now we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income Podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to a North Carolina member who's a leader in both her chapter and her state without attending class.
Joining me today is Alicia Greer, and she's currently serving as her chapter's vice president and her region's vice president out of Lexington, North Carolina. And I was fortunate enough to get to meet Alicia this July at the University of Mount Olive and find out all about her FFA chapter and how it works with her being a homeschool student. So Alicia, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. I am really looking forward to the conversation. There's a lot to talk about here. Now, how long have you been involved in the FFA?
I've been involved since sixth grade because we have a middle school chapter.
Interesting. Okay. Now, what's interesting about your story or what's kind of unique, it's something that I don't run into nearly as frequently, is that you're homeschooled, but you're participating in an FFA chapter. Have you been homeschooled this entire time?
Yes, I have been. And it's really interesting because we're the only homeschool chapter in the entire state. So it's very unique, and a lot of people ask me a lot about it, but it works pretty much just like any other chapter. We meet once a week. What we do is we do an environmental science class, which is our ag class, on Friday mornings.
Okay.
For, I think it's like 4 hours that we meet and study and stuff. And then we have an FFA meeting once a month and go over like leadership stuff. And we have two advisors. They're both married, and they were actually both state officers, and then Mr. Laughlin was a national officer, so that's pretty cool.
That is. Now, is everybody in your chapter a homeschool student, or are there some people from a more formalized school?
No, we're all homeschooled because we meet in the morning. We meet at like 9:30 from 1:30, so you have to be homeschooled in order to do it.
All right. And so how many students are there in your chapter?
I think there's like 20 people. It's okay. Very small.
Okay. Now, you said that you joined up when you were in sixth grade and it's something you were already interested in. So what drew you to the FFA?
I kind of got pulled into FFA by default because I was interested in the environmental science class. I've always been interested in like trees and the environment, and I actually didn't consider environmental science agriculture related at all, and so I was never really interested in agriculture. But mm-hmm. the more I learned about environmental science, I learned how much environmental science is important in the agriculture industry and how it's pretty much not the same thing, but you know, it's very closely related. And so that's what drove me in. And also, I really love the leadership aspect of FFA. So between learning about the agriculture industry and the leadership aspect of it, I was pretty much signed up doing every single thing that I could possibly do by my sophomore year in high school.
Your FFA experience being a homeschooled student, what has that provided for you that is unique and rewarding for you?
I would say that I've gotten a lot out of FFA for sure. I don't know about me being homeschooled changing the experience, because I would just compare my chapter to any small chapter in the state. I mean, a lot of the things that, like, either issues or benefits of being in my chapter are pretty much the same as just any other smaller chapter in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It is very intentional. It is a lot of information that we have to memorize, and we're tested pretty intensely. We have a lot of tests, and we actually are really, really close together because it is a small chapter, and we talk to each other pretty much every day.
And so when you do get together and you've kind of been bouncing ideas off of each other all week, do those meetings, they stay pretty focused and you get quite a bit accomplished?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're all really busy because we all do other things too. So we're like, okay, we're here. We're going to get these things done. Here's the schedule. And, you know, how are we going to accomplish this in a timely manner, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it might be.
All right, you're going to be done with high school here soon. So what will be next for Alicia?
I hope to attend a college. I'm not sure which one, and hope to study environmental sciences. I'm hoping that I'll minor in either entomology or plant biology. I have no idea what career I want, but I have a lot of careers that I would like to do, but uh-huh. there's not one specific that I'm like, I have to do this. So my goal is to keep an open mind when it comes to my future.
Very good. Well, that's a great goal and always a good thing to have. And I want to ask you if we could take a moment, just if there's another student out there listening that is homeschooled maybe and they would love to be part of the FFA, or they'd love to, you know, they've got an interest like you do that the FFA is a really good fit, but they're having a hard time figuring out how they could participate. And maybe they've got more hoops to jump through than a student who's attending a traditional high school. Would you say it's worth it? What advice would you give to that student if they're discouraged and they're trying to figure out how they can participate in the FFA?
It's definitely very hard to find an FFA chapter as a homeschooler, but you can always be, it's like a member at large. You can basically do individual competitions and you don't have to have a team if you're really wanting to get involved. But I would say if you're really passionate about FFA and that's something you really want to get started up, try and find a group of people. Try and don't be afraid to talk to your state people and see, okay, are there other homeschoolers? Is there possibly an advisor that's willing to teach a homeschool chapter in my area?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely really hard, but it's completely worth it. And I love FFA. I love everything it's given me the opportunity to do. And especially if you have motivations to start your own business, or you know, you like keeping a record of things, FFA is really great.
Awesome. Very well said. Thank you so much, Alicia, and thank you very much for coming on and sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.
Well, thanks to Matt for showing us that very unique side of FFA leadership. Well, stay tuned. We'll hear how members in Utah are paying tribute to their advisors coming up on Rural Radio.
For every FFA member, there's a story waiting to be told.
And that's exactly what FFA Today is about.
Stories from and about FFA members.
And showcasing their hard work,
creative energy,
love of community,
and passion for agriculture.
All the things that make the FFA great.
FFA Today,
a new weekly program
from and about FFA members.
And their inspiring stories.
Each week
on RFD TV.
Well, welcome back to the show. Now we head to Montana, where we meet Michael McKay, a Corvallis FFA member with a cutting-edge SAE project that's helping to tell the story of agriculture.
So my SAE entails video production, everything from shooting a video all the way to editing it and then producing it and showing it to the world. So there are a couple of facets that I absolutely love about this SAE, one of which is just how many awesome people you get to meet and how many different experiences you get to have as a result of editing videos. And another element that I absolutely love is just how every video is absolutely different. There is no video that is alike or similar, and you get a lot of different experiences as a result of being a video editor. So there are three major challenges to my SAE. The first would be just the time needed to produce an SAE of this type. There are many different time challenges, including the fact that every minute of video could take hours upon hours to edit. Another is the idea of money and the fact that when you're doing professional video editing, a lot of this equipment costs thousands of dollars, and that's definitely a cost barrier. And then a third challenge is just that every video is different, and trying to edit, you have no past experience to draw on. So every video is completely different, and you're constantly improvising and making up new strategies to succeed. But I've learned a couple of things from this SAE, and first, it has definitely prepared me for my future. It's prepared me to go into a career of broadcast journalism going forward. Another thing I've also learned is just how talented individuals are in the state and around the nation, and how cool it is to travel around and interview these people and really get their stories and tell it through a multimedia experience. Having the tools to succeed now as a sophomore in high school going forward is absolutely vital to being successful in today's workforce. One of the major driving forces behind this SAE was my advisor, Mr. Broughton, who told me that even though this SAE was not a conventional FFA SAE, it wasn't in production ag, that there was still a place for it, and he still totally wanted me to pursue it and try to do it. Another group that absolutely helped me was my chapter, the Corvallis FFA, who has been more than supportive in this journey. And then also the Montana State FFA, who really gave me the opportunity to pursue this on a state level. We have some pretty awesome people in this state, and going around interviewing them, talking to them, and filming their projects, I've learned that this state and FFA as a whole in this nation is doing some pretty awesome things. The one piece of advice that I would have for any SAE would be that it doesn't matter what the SAE consists of, as long as you're passionate about it. Because one thing that I've learned from FFA as a whole is that any SAE is a good SAE as long as the student is passionate about it. So one of the pieces of advice that I would have is don't be discouraged if your SAE is not a production ag or agriculture SAE, because there is still a place in FFA for you.
And if you also love making videos and sharing the story of FFA, you could be featured on RFD-TV's newest program, FFA Today. Just go to rfdtv.com/FFA Today to learn how current members as well as alumni are encouraged to submit videos for the show. Also, don't forget that FFA.org, social media accounts, and FFA New Horizons magazine are always looking for your stories as well. So make sure your chapter gets its share of the National FFA Spotlight. Share your ideas at FFA.org. Well, finally, we make some time for the students at Grantsville High School in Utah, who recorded a very special tribute for their FFA advisors, some of which have made a lifelong impression after only a year or so in their lives.
Holly, you are one of the biggest reasons why I'm involved in FFA. My freshman year, the only reason I joined was because I heard there was always going to be food. Then you and Bridger pushed me to do the creed. You driving all of us to the area contest is a memory that I will have for the rest of my life. We were already running late, and it had snowed, so the windshield was covered. We scraped just enough so that you could see, and off we went. After the contest, when they called my name and told me I was going to state, I remember turning to you and you giving me the biggest thumbs up and smile. Thank you for always putting up with me in my craziness, and thank you for all the memories. Love, Micaiah.
Miss Johnson, there aren't words that will even come close to explaining how grateful I am for you. These past 4 years, you have gone above and beyond to support me in every endeavor of mine, from state office to Sterling Scholar. I am beyond lucky to have someone like you to cry to when things don't work out, but to celebrate with in times of success. There are a million stories I could tell and things I could thank you for, but let me just say this. I hope that I can someday be half of the person that you are today. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart, for being the best ag teacher, floral coach, FFA advisor, and second mom that I could ever ask for. Love, McKady.
Mr. Johnson, the past 4 years in FFA, I have learned many things from you and about you, like your love for ice cream and how to use the word capacious to describe a sheep. Thank you for always being willing to help me and sit down and talk to me when I'm having a bad day, or when I just want to talk about the difference between a demodectic mite and a rod bacteria. Thank you for always being willing to help me at the drop of a hat. Love, Jake.
Mr. Johnson, you have always kept us on the edge of our seats, from your crazy driving to your wild stories of worm-infested shrimp. Thank you for putting up with my complaining about welding and Leonard. Even though you copied Ms. Johnson's assignments, we learned a lot from you, especially about parliamentary procedure and bullwhipping. Also, thank you for castrating my cows. Sorry for making fun of your vaccination cooler idea and not telling you where the butterfly was. Love, Stephanie. Babbitt, boy has the time flown by. Even though you've only been our teacher for a year, I have so many memories I'll never forget. Between our 4-H trip up to Logan trying new things and always having fun since we drove all the way up there. Having Gavin fall asleep while going up to process turkeys, then you and Whitney laughing at me because I dozed off. All the times we were your appointed secretaries in welding and all the dumb questions asked in that class. Thank you for all the trips, memories, and patience you gave to us and how much we've all grown even just in this short year. Without you, Babbitt, our members wouldn't be the same. Love, Morgan.
Mr. Babbitt, it's been a great year. Thank you for dealing with the giant pig feeder, me and Morgan's stupid questions in the welding shop, and for taking me to process turkeys. I knew that if I ever had questions or needed help, you'd be there and you'd help me with whatever you could. You have made a difference in the short year that you've been here, and I thank you for that. Thank you for the lessons that you've taught me and the time that you've spent working on my projects with me. It means a lot. Love, Whitney.
This is Israelson. If there is one teacher that I have had over the last 12 years that has had the biggest impact on me, it would be you. From the FFA trips to the crazy experiences we had in the classroom, and for everything FFA and agriculture that you have ever taught me. I will forever remember your patience in dealing with troublemakers, maybe including myself. It was in your class that my love for FFA and agriculture came to life. Although you're not one of our advisors anymore, you will always have a place in Grantsville FFA. Love, Nick.
Although you are only our advisor for 2 years, we still managed to make a lot of memories that will last a lifetime. We will never forget the constant nicknames, the endless laughs on our FFA trips, and our daily lunch visits to your classroom to talk about what was happening that day. Aside from all the fun memories that we made, you also influenced many of your students for the better. You always expected the best from us and encouraged us to be the best that we could be, no matter what we were doing. Thank you for always being a good example to me and all of the other students in our class. You showed us what it truly means to love the FFA, and you'll never know the impact that you left, not only on our FFA chapter, but many of the students as well. Love, Tate, Tedwin, and probably the most embarrassing one of all, Teddy Bear 2.
Well, great examples and meaningful connections that an advisor can make with their members. Well, that'll do it for another week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program, or again, an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org or give us a call at 855-RR-147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.